So I'm like, sorry, Dad. I went to college for 3 fucking days. People laugh at me when I say this. They're like, what'd you learn in 3 days? I go, in 3 days I understood sitting in 2 different lectures.
I learned that I should not be here.
Yeah. I learned two lectures, each 3 hours. And like 20 minutes in, I'm like, this is fucking going for another 2.5 hours? And this is just year one. I'm not even studying what I want to study. I have to do the UBC program. You don't even touch a camera till you're in year 3. I came home, I'm like, Dad, I'm done. Sorry, man, I'm not doing it this way. It's either VFS and I'm gonna do what I want to do every day. And he's like, go get a job. I'm not paying for it. That's a crazy amount of money. He goes, is it a degree? He came down to the school with me. He just asked the guy across the table, is this a degree? Yeah. He's like, no, sir. But he'll get work right away, right? And I was like, thank you very much.
Yeah. Look, parents are going to be pissed off for 5 minutes. That's it. And then after that, like, they'll support.
You know, are you living their dream or your dream? To be raw and authentic, you need to live your own dream. And in business, I find a lot of people that don't do well is because, you know, they took over mom and dad's business. It was never their passion or their drive. And that's why they keep failing on it. Second generation, first generation businesses. We were just talking about that on the way here, right? You got mom and dad, that was their passion to start this business. And the kids don't want it. They want to go somewhere else, right?
They leave it because this is not what they want to do. But what they got into it is because they seen the money on somebody else.
Sure,
that has it.
Of course. I mean, that's inspired.
That's what it is. That's what it is, right? But don't be inspired by that. But be inspired by something that drives you, that pushes you.
How many people do you know that are doing that?
Very few. Well, I think very few succeed.
You know, do you guys watch what you say or watch what you do? Because you worry about who's watching. That's not being yourself. That's then impress others.
Sunil, when I'm with these are my cousins. Yeah. These are people I grew up with. They're like brothers, right? Yeah. One's a surgeon, one's a child psychiatrist, one's a nephrologist. Like, so you're the doctor now. Did it all work out? You love what you do? I can provide a great life for my family.
That's all. But what happens when you're at that age now, like, holy shit. I wasted the last 50 years of my life on something I did not want to do. Mm-hmm. What happens then?
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the podcast. Please feel free to share this with your friends and subscribe. Have a great day.